It's the Boca News Nowcast for Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. Brought to you by Realtor Paul Saperstein, expert realty in Palm Beach County and beyond. Paul Saperstein, part of eXp Realty. PaulSaperstein.com. Good morning, I'm Andrew Colton. Here's what's happening as of 5 a.m. There's a no-swim order in effect early Wednesday morning for South Inlet Park in Spanish River Beach. High bacteria levels led the Florida Department of Health to order the closure. We note this is the same general area where teens were caught on camera dumping what appeared to be beer bottles during Boca Bash. Read more about what's happening now at BocaNewsNow.com. Richard Cook is a Boca Raton resident for now, but may soon be a resident of a federal prison. He is guilty of taking part in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. He was convicted of entering and remaining in a restricted building, disorderly and disruptive conduct, engaging in physical violence, and more. Read what the DOJ told us on the BocaNewsNow.com website. A warrant remains in effect this morning for Palm Beach County resident Maria Perez. She allegedly took three kids, all related to her, after their mother died. She was supposed to meet with the Department of Children and Families, but blew it off. See her photo and photos of the kids on BocaNewsNow.com. And the real field today could hit 100 degrees or even higher. Cooling centers are open, and there are lots of parks that have pools. See the full list at BocaNewsNow.com. Palm Beach County putting together lots of ways to stay cool. Big traffic problem today to tell you about, and we'll tell you who's coming to life at the Broward Center. But first, today's Boca News Nowcast is brought to you by Realtor Paul Saperstein. The best in Boca and beyond is Paul Saperstein. Check him out at PaulSaperstein.com, part of the eXp Group. SpongeBob comes to life at Broward Center in just days. Tickets available for the musical at BrowardCenter.org. Southbound State Road 7 in Boynton Beach between Boynton Beach Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue will have closures through July. Major construction there underway. With thousands of downloads every day, the Boca News Nowcast is the top local daily news podcast. Remember, the BocaNewsNow.com website updates 24/7 with Florida Facts First. I'm Andrew Colton. Join me weekdays for South Florida's First News, 6 to 10 a.m. on News Radio 610 WIOD. Thanks for listening to the Boca News Nowcast.